It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
I had to put Maynard on live on the air with, so everybody could hear him hit the high note.
Dwayne. He sure could do that. He's good at that. He should have been Tiny Tim number two.
That's right. Well, he used to have long hair like Tiny Tim, you know.
Yeah, he did. I remember. Yeah, that's a while ago.
This is. Well, welcome to another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse on this beautiful Thursday morning. And how you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing really good. It's really busy. I'm busy with landscaping, landscape planning. A lot of people are planting trees, shrubs, a lot of bigger projects going on.
Yep, good. Well, we're going to give our listeners some time to think about a question, a garden or lawn question for Dwayne. Can call us in at 598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. You will remain anonymous, and Chris, the office girls, will bring in the questions and we'll put them on the air for you. So if you got a garden or lawn question, give us a call right now, 598-7301, or you can email them over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne,
what's... We have to keep them anonymous?
Well, if they want their name on, they can.
If not, we're going to pick on them.
That's right. Nope. You always get a lot of questions coming in during the program. Sometimes we don't get to them, and we'll pick them up the next week. So,
what I did for the plant of the week is daylilies. Daylilies is a long, strapping leaf, and then it shoots up a stalk and has a trumpet lily flower on it. And they're just starting to bloom. They're awesome. I posted a picture online, and that one there, it's gold with a ruby throat. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
A lot of different kinds. The ones that you see a lot around are the gold, yellow, or red ones. Those are called Stella Dior daylilies, and they rebloom. That means they'll flower now, and then a couple months, they'll flower again.
Oh, no, that's my kind of flower.
There you go. So, Stella Dior daylilies is a series that we have lots of. We also have a premium daylily collection this year, which we have a couple 200 daylilies, and there's all different colors. There's pinks and golds and two-tones, and they're really cool.
Okay. Daylilies.
Daylilies. You know, they used to call them daylilies because I can remember back on the farm that they'd only last a day. They wouldn't last very long, but they've been hybridized, so the flower lasts a lot longer, and they have reblooming ones now, so they come back even blooming. So they should be called mini daylilies now.
Okay. Well, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
Well, we have a couple questions on this, too, so we must have stirred the pot a little bit, but weeds in my lawn.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on? And big concern over in Dawson here because they've been doing a lot of seeding on the boulevard, and people really don't know what to do if they're supposed to be taking care of it or mowing it or spraying it or whatever. But the city of Dawson did put out a pamphlet just in the last 2 days and giving you instructions on what you should do. You should be mowing the boulevard, or if you have weeds in your lawn, you should be mowing them down so they don't go to seed. And also, if you mow the weeds, I think it kind of controls them a little bit. And if they're doing some seeding now at the end of June, good luck, because grass seed doesn't germinate when it's 90 degrees out, so don't put some grass seed down.
Okay.
If it is, you're going to have to water the heck out of it.
Yeah.
It still doesn't do very well. The problem is, you water it, you know what you get?
What?
Besides broadleaf weeds, you get crabgrass.
Hmm.
crabgrass is an annual grass, comes up from seeds, and you know the dirt they've hauled in or dirt in your lawn or the wind blowing seeds around, you're going to get weeds, you're going to get crabgrass unless you take care of it. So the question, one of the questions we got, Paul, is what do I do with my crabgrass now if I have crabgrass? There's a crabgrass killer, okay, that's a liquid that you can spray on there, and it says, one of the different chemicals that says do it when it's really hot out, which we got, and then you got to do it again in like 6 days, so you got to give it a double shot. I've done that on some spots in my lawn, and the grass kind of turns a white color.
Okay.
Okay, so you can kill crabgrass now. The best time to do it is early spring in May. You put a preventer down. It prevents those seeds from germinating so you don't get crabgrass. But if you blew it or didn't do it this spring, you can put crabgrass killer down now.
Okay. All right. Well, Dwayne, this is a question from last week we didn't get to, and I didn't text you ahead of time on this, but one person...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot here. So, and I thought it was a really good question. This person loves the state flower, the lady slipper.
Yep.
Can I grow them around here? Or what do I need to do to get a lady slipper? How does that work?
You know, lady slippers aren't real native around here. You see them more in northern Minnesota. You see them more in boggy areas or swampy areas, peat moss type thing where the soil is kind of wet and a little bit shaded. So if you have those conditions, yeah, you can grow the lady slipper here, but it's hard to do.
Oh, it is. Okay. I think it is a pretty flower, though. It's a flower, right? Yep.
Yep.
The state flower, yep. I think it's a pretty flower.
It's a pretty, it's very pretty. It's unique. It's cool.
Does it bloom like once a year?
It's cooler when you find it out in nature.
What's that?
It's cooler when you find it out in nature.
Okay.
It's hard to grow, but you know what? You can buy lady slippers.
You can?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
It's illegal to go and dig them up in the wild, though.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that.
Like shooting an eagle.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Naughty, naughty.
Did not realize that.
Yep.
But you can go to someplace and buy them then, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right. There you go. Sorry about that. I should have. That was a question from last week. So.
Oh, that's okay. We got our answer.
Yep. The other question from a listener here is, with the recent rain that we had, it's amazing how fast the grass turns greener within hours. How does that work chemically or, you know, with the plant, with the grass?
The green part of the plant, okay, is the chlorophyll cells, okay? That's the sugar cells in the plant, okay? So that plant, well, first of all, when it rains, the number one nutrient in air is nitrogen, okay? Nitrogen will turn, if you want something green, you put nitrogen on it, okay? If you want your lawn to turn green, you put nitrogen fertilizer on it. Or it rains, it turns green because it creates chlorophyll cells in the grass. It happens really quick. And most of your grass around here is bluegrass. So when it gets rain, it turns green really quick.
Okay. Yeah, within hours, you know, you look out after it rains and you look out your window and your lawn is green.
We have a patch of pumpkins that it was too wet to till in the morning. And so we had a sub-wider tiller, and by that evening we were going to till it. Couldn't get the tiller through. The pumpkins grew that much in 8 hours.
Hmm.
Unreal. But you got heat, you got moisture, and you got sunshine. Things grow like crazy. Look at the corn.
Yep. Knee high by fourth.
Yeah, it's going to be head high by the fourth.
All right. Let's
sometimes it's even tasseling. You might see some corn tasseling by the fourth.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay. So here's another question from one of our listeners. When should I be pruning my hydrangeas bushes? They are 3 years old and only bloom the first year. My Japanese lilac tree also only bloomed the first year, although I have never pruned that. Any ideas why they are not blooming?
Well, yeah, I would say if they haven't pruned them at all, this isn't the time of the year you should be pruning those. Hydrangeas should be just starting to flower, so you don't want to prune a plant right before, if you want to see the flowers, you don't cut off the flower buds. So a hydrangea should be pruned early spring or late fall after it's done flowering. The other was a lilac, is that right?
Yep, Japanese lilac.
Japanese tree lilacs are just getting done flowering, so you right after your flowering is the time you should be pruning plants, okay? So if your plants, like your peonies, your tree lilacs, your spireas, it's prune time.
Okay, good.
Things that flower in the summer or in the fall, wait till they're done flowering.
Okay.
The reason they're probably not flowering, it could be the location they're in, or you got to give your plant something to feed off of, so I would say fertilizer.
Okay.
And people ask, what kind of fertilizer? Well, if you ask Dwayne, it's Earth Element fertilizer that I helped develop, and I think it does fantastic.
Awesome. You can get that at Heather Nursery, I bet.
Yes, you can.
All right. Dwayne, I'm surprised we haven't got any garden questions. It's all like trees and bushes and lawn. People are probably later in the year here we'll get garden questions.
We're seeing garden questions as far as bug problems, grasshoppers, a lot of things attacking the potatoes, okay? Anywhere from aphids to spider mites to potato bugs, to potato beetles, I should say. We have special sprays for all those, and a lot of sprays on your garden don't last very long, but it takes care of the problem and then dissipates so you don't get it into your vegetables. If you got tomatoes blooming or tomatoes that are starting to form, don't forget the Earth Elements fertilizer, because that'll help put the nutrients into that tomato. So when you eat it, it's good for you.
Yeah, my tomato plants that we have are with my neighbor, they really grew in the last week or so.
And it's just gone crazy.
Yep, crazy.
So
we're going to take a couple.
Nitrogen and water from the heavens.
Yeah, that's right. It was a good rain we had this past weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, we need another one.
Yep, well, it was kind of spotty, but some people got some good rain out of that.
Everything you get is great.
Yeah. We want to spend a minute or two on what's close to your heart up in Morris. Talk about that a little bit. Horticulture night coming up.
My heart's not working very good right now.
Well, it's still beating.
It's still beating. Still here. Still ticking. Horticulture night up at the University of Minnesota Morris. They have some unbelievable, fantastic gardens with different varieties. They trial gardens from all different types of companies, so it's a good thing to see what's new and what does well in our area. Steve Poppy used to be in charge of that, but he's no longer there, and there's a new director there. But Hortnight is July 27th from 4 to 8. Fantastic. You can go up there. They have vendors that you can buy plants from. They have food vendors, too, so you can spend the evening, have a picnic there in the gardens in Morris. It's worth going. If you're a plant person, you should go. And there's a lot of people that go. So, and then if you can't walk to all the trails, they have golf carts that'll take you around. So, and then they have talks. There's like 6, 7, 8 talks, different subjects. So take that evening in.
Yeah,
July 27th at University of Morris in Morris, Minnesota from 4 to 8.
Yeah, this year they even have a cow milking demonstration. How about that?
Yeah, gosh, you want to know how to milk a cow, I'm sure they'll let you try.
Yep. Some of the presentations that you were talking about, some of the topics, low input lawn care, woody ornamentals, tropical treasures, home garden diseases, making paper from plant fibers, and other presentations too. So it sounds fun.
It's fun.
Absolutely free, right?
It's free. Can't beat that. You probably pay for it through your taxes, but it's free that night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so mark that on your calendar, Thursday, July 27th, 4 to 8 up at Morris. So, yeah, I need to get there one time, Dwayne.
Well, maybe I'll have to pick you up. Oh, I won't be here.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Norway.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, fun.
Yeah.
Got relatives over there?
Yeah, and 6 of my cousins and I are going on the 20th of July and we're going to have a blast.
All right, that sounds great. Well, good for you, Dwayne.
We're going to go see the heather plant, the national flower of Norway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got three locations. You got about 30 seconds.
Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo. We got a lot of bedding plants left. If you need something to fill in your garden, a lot of people have been doing that. Our annuals are half price, so come and check those out. Come and check the perennials that are blooming. It's cool. Those daylilies are really neat. The hydrangeas are starting to bloom. The roses are blooming. So come on down. And if you need any cut flowers, we got that at Heather Floral, too.
All right,
got
to go. Thanks, Dwayne.
Have a great day.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.
Minnesota News Network.